Last weekend, Pittsburgh competed in a challenge that you probably never heard about.
So the City Nature Challenge is really just kind of a fun competition between cities to see who could get the most observations on the website inaturalist.org.
That's Matt Webb. He's the Urban Bird Conservation Coordinator at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. I met him near there in a tree-studded corner of Pittsburgh's Oakland neighborhood to learn more about it.
iNaturalist kind of acts like a big data set of all kinds of nature. Plants, animals, insects, even protozoa and fungi are on there.
It's a citizen science platform where people can upload photos from their phones through the app and learn about what they're looking at in real time through an AI feature that identifies what they've seen. Then scientists can use these data in their research. Over the 4 days of the challenge, Webb and about 150 others in western Pennsylvania observed species like broom moss and eastern chipmunks with their phones, like this.
There are some purple flowers right over here and this kind of thick, round leaf. I'll try to get a good photo of that.
We crouch down as close to the flower as we can get, and Webb makes sure to get its leaf shape into the shot.
And so it automatically put in the date and the time and the exact location where I'm at from the GPS in my phone. And so I've clicked species search. The AI has taken over and it's just searching for what it might be.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, so it identified it, says, we're pretty sure it's in this genus Glaucoma. And then it gives you top 10 species suggestion. And I know from experience that this plant is actually called ground ivy. And that's the first of the top 10 species of the suggestion. So I just hit the check mark, it identifies it at that, and I submit it by hitting that check mark. That is my most recent observation.
I've seen that plant probably my whole life and didn't have any idea what it was.
Yeah. Absolutely. I didn't know what it was until this spring, until I started paying attention to it, you know. It was always the little mint-looking plant that sat next to dandelions.
One of the most observed species was invasive garlic mustard.
And, you know, that could be looked at as an unfortunate picture of our nature here in Pittsburgh, but I really think what it comes down to is that it's blooming right now.
The goal of the challenge is to make as many observations of as many species as possible. Webb's logged 379 observations alone. Pittsburgh is in competition with cities from Miami to Hong Kong. As we talked, observations were still being checked, corrected, and verified. And though Webb knows Pittsburgh won't get the over 40,000 observations of, say, a San Francisco.
I'd like to try to beat Denver right now. That's our closest competition. They're the next ones above us. And I think that's ironic because I'm from Colorado, so.
For the final result, check out our website, AlleghenyFront.org. And Webb says you don't have to wait for City Nature Challenge 2019 to try out the iNaturalist app.
It was just fun getting out, taking pictures of all the things that I might just pass by in my regular day.